Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Hospitals now are failing in support of breastfeeding, the CDC says. Hospitals aren't doing enough to encourage breastfeeding among new mothers. According to a report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I can understand that because I've seen it not only being in the hospitals, but also with my own wife. Incredible. You do see this. Pretty incredible. Across the country, just 14% of the institutions have a model written breastfeeding policy in place. And the majority give infants food or drink other than breast milk when it's not medically necessary, according to the agency's August issue of Vital Signs. Improvements may require a large cultural change within hospitals, the CDC said. And nothing, noting that the routine now is to give formula to all infants. I think that is crazy. I really do. Frieden explained that some formula companies provide hospitals with the supplies they need for preemies and other special need infants who cannot breastfeed at no charge, as long as the hospitals put samples of formula in the goodie bags they send home with the new mothers. Of course, marketing always reigns. So hospitals worry that changing this practice would cost them money. Well, oh God. Don't even get me started on this. Of course, so what if it does? Is it for the money or is it for the betterment of the patient? I mean, really? So knowing that breastfeeding is optimal, knowing that it's going to build the immune system better than anything else, knowing, because it is up to whoever, I mean, and whomever, the doctor, the OBGYN, it is up to everybody to educate the mother. It's up to her to make the right choice, but an informed decision, not kind of a leading decision where they kind of lead you down the path of where they really want you to go. But it's about making an informed decision. And so the reality is, what's really most important here? Knowing that breastfeeding is going to increase in the brain chemistry of the child so much more than formula would. I mean, all of these are documented. We know this. Studies. Formula does fairly well, but it will never be as superior as breast milk. It just won't. It's the way God created it. And so for only 14% of all the institutions across the country to have a written breastfeeding policy in place where they actually teach it, educate, and make it a major part of what they do for the birthing centers, I mean, that is that's amazing to me. So, and to be worried about what the companies are going to do. I mean, let me tell you something. They're still going to supply with the samples. They are. And they're still going to, because there are only so many hospitals in the country. And guess what? You're the feeding portion for them to get to these mothers. Because everybody, for the most part, unless they have a midwife at home, they're going to the hospital to have the baby. So you're not going to lose anything, Mr. CEO of the hospital, if you implement breastfeeding more. You're not going to lose money. You're not going to lose samples. You're not going to lose support of them. And I do know what I'm talking about. You're not going to. It's the law of supply and demand. They still need you, regardless of what you end up pushing. Even if people aren't buying as much formula, there's still plenty of mothers that can't produce milk, and that's a whole different animal. But if the women can, I think it should be educated for sure and explained so that they completely understand what is available to them and how powerful breastfeeding is. You need to break it down. Let them understand how strong the immune system can become as a result of it, how it can develop as a result of breastfeeding. It's critical. And I don't think enough mothers realize that, because a lot of them think it might be inconvenient, and many of them say that, and they really don't want to. But I think if every mom really knew how much it will help develop that baby in so many different ways, I think every mother would do it if she's able. I don't think that any mother out there would not do it. Incredible. But they said another practice that fosters the breastfeeding is rooming in, where infants stay with their mothers 24 hours rather than a nursery, a practice that's been in existence for decades, Frieden said. Hospitals should do more to encourage new mothers to breastfeed, said the CDC. And yet just a third of hospitals keep the baby at mom's bedside, according to the report. The report is part of a wide-ranging government initiative to promote breastfeeding, which research has consistently shown, here we go, to improve outcomes for both the mother and the child. Breastfed infants have a lower risk, here we go, of obesity, diabetes, sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, and a host of infectious diseases, and their mothers have a lower risk of breast and ovarian cancer, among other benefits. I mean, really, that's the way God has it laid out anyway. So why not keep it simple? Save money, keep it simple, and stop worrying about your samples that are going to come to the hospital. I think that's ridiculous. In January, the Surgeon General Regina Benjamin joined other advocates to push for more women to start breastfeeding and continue it for at least 6 months. Currently, only 15% of mothers breastfeed for 6 months, and just 44% are breastfeeding at all during that time. 15% breastfeed for 6 months. That's amazing. Especially knowing what it can prevent. I mean, for your child, 6 months goes by like lightning. It goes by really, really fast. And to be able to change that habit, you never get it back. So you can't go back and say, well, oh, you know, I guess I'll breastfeed now. They can't be like two and start breastfeeding. I mean, some people do. It's just crazy. But you can't go back. And so you only get that one time. So if you're a mother and you're really debating right now, should I breastfeed or should I not, I really want to encourage you to do the research. Talk to your OBGYN and look it up on the internet. Click on Dr. Google on the internet and start reading. Educate yourself, because it really is the best way to go. And I can tell you that. It's the way the body works. And it's proven. It's got so many studies behind it. And breastfeeding is powerful, and I hope more mothers do it. I'm a big advocate for it, because I think it is critical for the overall health genetic factors with hypothyroidism. Hypo means low, means it's slow. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot you can do to support the function. You got to think, okay, why was it working, you know, 10 years ago and it's not now? How long have you been on the medicine? Or, like, I'm sure you're taking Synthroid, right?
For about a year. I was diagnosed last year.
And what is your age?
60.
60. So you're young. Still a spring chicken.
Oh, thank
all right.
you.
So you were diagnosed about a year ago. Hypothyroid. Are you overweight?
No, I think I could lose another 10, 15 pounds. You know, that battle that you keep going through.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But I'm not obese. I'm not overweight. I don't think so. In fact, when they diagnosed me, I had lost weight, and she said, but I think you're still hypothyroid.
Yep. All right, now, so the blood tests and everything, have they confirmed this, or they just kept you on the medication? I know they're testing your blood work probably, what, every 3 months?
Right. Well, they sent me to a specialist because I had a whole lot of questions about it. I wanted to know, well, what's a whole lot of questions. And so they sent me to a specialist, and so he's doing it about every 4 months. In fact, I'm due next week to get another test to make sure that I'm on the right level.
Okay. Well, a couple of things to think about. We're going into commercial break. I tell you what, let's do that. Let's go into commercial break. We'll talk about hypothyroidism and some natural ways to go about handling that type of health challenge.
Affordable affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And you can help the online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to the break, talking with Sylvia. Sylvia's been dealing with hypothyroidism. Remember, hypo means low. Thyroid is responsible for several actions in the body. One is for our heart rate and rhythm, also our metabolism. And it can be real challenged when it's not functioning at a high level. It's one of those glands that you do not want to mess with. Great ways to manage it. Medication out. Synthroid is usually the most standard with it if it's low. And then, of course, you've got bigger issues if it's fast, which would be hyperthyroidism. And so we're talking to Sylvia about it, and you were diagnosed about a year ago. And you're not really overweight. When you got diagnosed, you were starting to, what, feel tired? Give me some of the symptoms when they diagnosed you.
No, that was part of my problem. I didn't have the typical symptoms. And they said, well, you should be gaining weight. No, I was losing weight.
Really? But so you went and got diagnosed. They just diagnosed you based on the numbers on your blood work?
Based on the numbers on my blood work, yes. And so that's when I had all these questions. It's, okay, is the TSH level might be out of whack, but is it because it's not producing enough, or are there other reasons? And I wanted to know whether or not I had that funny one that you can get. But anyway, the specialist has
Hashimoto's.
Yes, and other things I had read about on the internet. And so the specialist has ruled out any of that. He just said your thyroid is dying. He said you'll be better off.
Well, that's kind of nice. That's encouraging. Your thyroid's dying, by the way.
No, he said it's He said it's on its way
dying.
Out.
Yeah. All right, well, you're not on your way out, so that's the good news.
No, thankfully, but, you know, we're all leaving here every
that's
day.
That's the good news is that you're
little,
not on your way out.
But I just want it to be a good quality.
Right, I agree. So let's talk about it for a minute. So when you're thinking about the thyroid, and yes, we talked about the cabbage and the cruciferous vegetables. A lot of those vegetables, especially the cabbage family, can slow thyroid function down even more. Now, is it drastic like a medication? No, but accumulating over time, you'll be working against yourself. So, yeah, I mean, there's other vegetables you can do. Pretty much all the other vegetables are fine. From like green beans, asparagus, those are really good. Spinach, actually, will not affect it. The regular lettuce will, and some of the spring, the field greens and all that will, but spinach won't. And so if you want a salad, that's a great option. All right, so you're not just, you know, left out there thinking, can I ever have leafy greens again? You can. But, you know, it's not that you can't have Brussels sprouts. They're very healthy for you. But it would be extreme moderation, because if you've got a thyroid condition, you don't want to play around with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So proteins are going to be good. Fats are going to be good. Omega-3 fats, for sure, the good healthy ones. And, of course, lean quality proteins at your meals are going to be important, too, just for overall cell regeneration. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day with the thyroid, there's a lot that can be done. Iodine is the number one trace mineral that helps the thyroid function. And, you know, in your case, do you remember what the TSH was when you first got diagnosed, when you started asking all the questions?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it was 5 or 6. No, it was lower. It was lower than what it should be. I just don't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all right. But I was just curious, because a lot of times it can be a secondary condition to the anterior pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the master gland of the body, and if it's not working right, a lot of times it can be the primary cause of why the thyroid's not working right. I think too many times we jump right to putting someone on medication like Synthroid without evaluating a little bit further. So, is it made a difference? But you didn't have symptoms in the beginning, right? to begin with.
It doesn't seem to me to make a difference. Oh, well, let me see. There was one. They said constipation was something, and I've never suffered. I mean, it's not something that I have to deal with. I don't feel much difference. I'm only on 50 MCGs.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
So they are monitoring your blood work, your endocrinologist, and monitoring it every 4 months. Have you ever asked them to possibly come off the medication and then let them check your lab work in about 4 weeks and see how you do?
I certainly did. I did that the last time. And he said, yes, you're on the right level. You're on the right amount.
Right. But I'm saying, well, my thought to you is if you're typically the rule of thumb is, and this is more on the alternative or more not alternative, but just more on the natural healthcare side. Typically, if your thyroid numbers are a little bit on the low side, really high, because the higher the number, the lower the thyroid function. It's kind of an inverse relationship. But the higher the number, the lower the thyroid function, even if it's just barely off, like say 4 or 5, which is it's not that bad. If you don't have any symptoms, it's better off typically, some docs will say, to just watch it and see how the person does and base it more on the symptoms than the numbers. So that's why I'm saying, are you concerned because you don't want to be on the medicine forever? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Once you start on it, you're never supposed to get off of it.
Typically, yes. But everybody's different, and it would be worth investigating, which I know you are doing right now. It'd be worth looking into. So I can throw some options at you if you want to talk to your doctor about it and see what they say. They may have to do some research themselves. They probably haven't studied a lot more on the natural side of things. It's not standard of care by any means. But you can do some research on iodine. Iodine is a trace mineral. Rhoda Barnes wrote a book, famous endocrinologist, about the effects of iodine and how much we don't have in our diet, and now it's affecting our overall thyroid epidemic that we're having right now in this country, because we're having it more than ever. It's just amazing. Men and women alike are dealing with thyroid dysfunction, and it's just a travesty because of so much weight and obesity issues that we have. I know that's not your main issue, but it can contribute in a major way to that. And by getting it under control, it makes a big difference. But yeah, I mean, iodine is a big one. Tyrosine is a big converter. So for example, if your T4 is not converting into T3, or your T4 is not converting into T3, tyrosine, which is an amino acid, can help that process. It's part of the biochemistry of the thyroid. Very simple. So there's a lot of things that you can do to help thyroid function, to help it work better so it's not running as slow. But the first thing I would do is work with your doctor, ask him, say, you know, I'll come here every 2 weeks. I'll come here every 4 weeks and talk to them about possibly your options of having to stay on that medicine forever or seeing how your symptoms go and seeing how the numbers go. But you'd have to have a good replacement plan. Even if you want to read a book like by Broda Barnes, take the research to him so he can see another physician and the work that they've done, and then let him look at it and walk with you in the process. I think that's really important.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I've been very active, and I still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What kind of change have you made? What one change have you made in your health starting today? Or maybe starting this week? Are you waiting for the new year again? That's forever from now. What are you doing now? Your health's your greatest wealth. So the choices we make today, they matter. And literally the changes that we can make every single day, they matter. And so if you haven't started making one little thing, maybe you're drinking more water. than you ever have. Maybe you switch from tap water to distilled water. Maybe you're eating one healthy meal a day. Maybe you're exercising one day a week. Hey, if you're doing any of that, and you're going to bed an hour extra earlier so you can get that good sleep that happens that you get before midnight. Remember, every minute of sleep you get before midnight is worth 4 minutes after. So are you getting your good sleep? See, it's all the little changes that we make every single day that accumulate over time to give us the health that we've been looking for. And as we age and we start to lose or seemingly lose certain aspects of our health, we want to get it back. We want to think, well, what is it going to take to get my health to where it used to be 10 years ago? You know, you can get it back, by the way. And your skin might look a little bit different. May lose a little bit of hair. It may turn gray. But at the end of the day, you can get your vitality back, your energy back, and you can function and thrive like you did in your 20s and 30s, in your 60s and 70s. And yes, it's possible. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You were made for more. You were made for more. But you have to realize that. Someone has to tell you. Because you'll never go to the next level if you have what Zig Ziglar called stinking thinking. And it's true. And the self-talk that we have with ourselves sometimes can be the worst talk there is. I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. How many times have you said that to yourself? I'll never lose weight. I'll always be broke. You start saying those kind of things to yourself. It's called self-talk. And you program what's called the reticular activating system, the RAS. It's a part of our brain that's a computer. It's our subconscious mind. It's the part that we really can't control. Well, we can control because it's based on what comes out of our mouths. Even in self-talk. And it programs the computer. Because your subconscious mind and the reticular activating system, it just knows what it knows. I mean, it knows what you tell it to know. It won't argue with you and say, oh, no, you're good. You're smart. You're a good person. You will lose weight. Just keep eating the Twinkies. You'll lose weight. You keep eating a large pizza every night and drinking all your sodas. You'll lose weight. It's not your comforter. It doesn't work like that. The reticular activating system takes what you say, takes it as truth, and as real as it can be, and all of a sudden you will start living that and being that you speak. And that's why we always say, you know, we become what we think about. It's very true. And how we speak to ourselves many times is how life will turn out. And that's not a bunch of motivational, you know, pie in the sky stuff. It's true. It's the way our body works, the way our brain works. So it speaks positive things to yourself, positive affirmations to yourself, even when you're going through tough times. And it'll make a big difference in your health. The mind is connected with the gut. The gut sometimes is called our second brain. Michael Gerson wrote a book about that. And there's the vagus nerve, which connects from the brain all the way down to the gut. And so powerful, people. That's why people that struggle with anxiety have so many digestive-related issues. But the way we think determines so much with our health, and it's true. And so protecting that, making sure that you value that, and doing everything you can to protect it is one of the best things that we can do for our overall health. Our mental health drives everything. Food for the day is sage. I'm a big fan. Protecting yourself against free radicals with antioxidants is the most effective way to reduce the risk of many health problems associated with aging. The benefits of antioxidants include powerful protection against all types of degenerative diseases such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, macular degeneration, Alzheimer's, and many more. And so sage contains rosmarinic acid, which is a potent antioxidant as well as anti-inflammatory agent. And the rosmarinic acid can be readily absorbed and acts to reduce harmful inflammation. Increased intake of sage as a seasoning in food is recommended for persons with inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, as well as bronchial asthma and atherosclerosis. So a lot of great benefits with sage. And of course, it tastes great as well if you've ever used that on any of your foods. Well, a lot of research now confirms what a lot of herbalists have known for a long time, that sage is an outstanding memory enhancer. And it is. It helps provide better brain function and has been used in the treatment of cerebrovascular disease over about 1,000 years, just a couple of days. Research has suggested that it may be effective as an option to help treat Alzheimer's, like we mentioned before. So It's amazing how much we get out of our food supply, from an herb to a spice to an actual food. Food can be our best medicine. Knowing what kind of foods produce certain health benefits is beneficial too. And by knowing that, it's powerful because it can really take you from where you are to where you need to be in your overall health. Natural-based care. Looking at your body from a natural perspective, nutrition and lifestyle choices are everything. 80% of the health challenges are diet and lifestyle related. Nutrition and lifestyle related. So the benefits of sage, they say, are effective for symptoms like menopause, night sweats, and hot flashes. There's also compelling evidence that sage may produce or may provide benefits for some people with diabetes by the ability. So 4 supplements, all you need. All right, that's a good whole food multivitamin or natural multivitamin. Digestive enzymes to help break your food down. A good omega-3 fish oil. I'm a big fan of cod liver oil. And then, of course, probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. Eating is where you need to focus, and exercise. Exercise, if you don't know where to start, I would encourage you to get a trainer. Because getting a trainer, if you don't know anything about working out, you need to do weight training. So just walking for 80 pounds of weight loss really is not going, it will work, but it's not going to cut the mustard the way you want it to. Literally. And so, I mean, working out is important. 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week would be all that you need from a weight training perspective. And you want to get with a good personal trainer, somebody that really knows what they're doing. Don't go into the gym and just try to knock yourself out. It's probably not the best way to go. You do, if you're getting ready to start some exercise program, you do want to check with your physician, make sure all your blood work's clear, you're clear, everybody's happy. All that's important. It really is. They don't just say that on warning labels for nothing. It really is true. And it's not to give your doctor an extra doctor's visit. That's not true either. It's good, good, good practice. So that's important too. And then on your other days of exercise, very, very important. On your other days of exercise, you can walk, you can play tennis, you can ride a bike. You choose. But it's always good to go for about 30 minutes. If you want to go longer because you're enjoying what you're doing or you're building up your fitness, just make sure you don't go over 45 minutes. After you go over 45 minutes, then what happens is cortisol, which is a stress hormone in the body that causes us to store body fat, burn up muscle tissue, and destroy brain cells. Now, that is a great hormone. Well, not really. You want to suppress cortisol as much as you can. The only time you want cortisol up is to be in the morning and it wakes you up out of bed. If your cortisol is low, that means you can't get out of bed. People that have good cortisol can spring right out of bed. And that's why about 95% of Americans drink coffee, because coffee stimulates cortisol. Everybody thinks it's the caffeine that gives them the big kick. So if that's the case, a cup of coffee has about 80 milligrams of caffeine. Okay? Here's your little self-test to do at home to see if you're cortisol dependent or caffeine dependent. Take 8-ounce cup of coffee. That's about 80 milligrams of caffeine. You get about 3 green tea bags. Steep them for 10 minutes. Each green tea bag is about 25 milligrams of caffeine. Right? So that gives you about the same equivalent of caffeine. Now drink the green tea for 5 days and drink the coffee for 5 days. See which one gives you more energy first thing in the morning. Guaranteed the coffee will, by tenfold. And you're going to say, well, I can't live without my coffee. No, your adrenal glands are shot, and that's why you're having the issue. So when you're looking at exercise, Joyce, the reality is supplements are good, but they're not everything. It's just, remember, the foundational 4 are just the 4 that somebody needs when they're getting started on a new program. Talk to your doctor about it. Make sure he or she are good to go. And then your diet is the key. Everything in equal balance. Don't go extreme on me. 80 pounds is a lot to lose. The Atkins can work only if you're working with a physician, and I don't recommend doing it for a long period of time. It throws your body into too hard of a state to maintain long term. It really does. So everything in equal balance. So lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. So omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils. All of those are important. So keeping them in balance is important. Don't forget that fat does not make you fat. That's a big key. A lot of people are stuck on that. They think when they eat fat, they're going to get fat. That's not true. Actually, it's going to help you burn up the body fat. It's the way the physiology of the body works. And then drinking water every single day. These are the daily prescriptions that are so important drinking half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you would want to drink 80 ounces of pure distilled water every single day. Very, very important for hydration, for fat loss, and for overall immune system and health. So get your blood work done with your physician. I think it's important when you're getting ready to do a regimen like that to know all the nutritional deficiencies that your body has so you know what you're working with. And make sure you're following the anti-inflammatory diet and getting plenty of rest. Now, when I say plenty of rest, at night, every minute of sleep you get before midnight is worth about 4 minutes after midnight. So making sure you get proper rest is going to be good for your hormones so they regenerate for the next day so you can keep the testosterone to produce yourself into a fat-burning machine and get your body to where you can get well, stay well, and live well.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all the different health challenges that we face out there. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out to get well. It's true. The body changes, but the reality is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to make the changes every single day? Ernest Hemingway comes with our quote for the day, never confuse movement with action. And that's very true. Now, Americans now are aware of functional foods. They don't eat them enough, we're saying. So more Americans say they're aware of health benefits of certain foods they're calling functional foods, but there's been no increase over the past 5 years in the number of people who are eating them on a regular basis. According to a new survey from the International Food Information Council, functional foods are foods that may provide health benefits beyond basic nutrition. And examples such as salmon for fish, rich in heart-protective omega-3 fatty acids, and whole grains, which help maintain digestive health while potentially lowering the risk of colorectal cancer. Berries and dark leafy green vegetables like spinach and kale and other colorful fruits and vegetables are also considered to be functional foods. Now, 1,000 randomly selected adults completed the IFIC's online survey during the March and April edition. And the survey, designed to measure Americans' knowledge about the health benefits of functional foods, whether or not such foods are a part of their diet and what barriers prevent them from eating on a regular basis, 95% of the respondents believe that they have control over their own health. Nearly half said that the heart disease was the most important health concern, followed by weight and cancer. Now, 3/4 of those who took the survey said that food plays the most important role in both maintaining and improving one's overall health. 9 out of 10 people can name at least one food and its associated health benefits. Elizabeth Rahavis, RD, who's Associate Director of Health and Wellness at the IFIC, told reporters, that's up from just under 8 out of 10 in 1998. They're pretty powerful. It's really an exciting trend, so it's changing. So 85% of the people surveyed recognize that omega-3 fats offer good heart health benefits, and those who are aware of the benefits, less than half report that they get omega-3s. So that's got to change. Now, there were some similar findings in food components associated with overall health and well-being. While most of the respondents knew the value of protein and B vitamins, the survey reveals only about half those people make them a regular fixture at mealtimes. So it's really about education. We're seeing it more and more now that, well, first of all, we're educating ourselves more. We have more people like myself out in on the airwaves, which I think is extremely important so that we can educate, which is my goal more than anything, is to educate you on what it takes to be healthy, to live healthy, to go to the next level in your health. And there's so many nutritional ways to change our health, natural ways to change our health, and lifestyle ways to change our health. But we have to be willing to do that. We have to be willing to make the change every single day to go from where we are to where we need to be. But, you know, that comes from you. That's the one thing that I can't do for you. No doctor can. No physician can walk in and make the changes for you unless they're a surgeon. And then, of course, they're going in to cut and correct and do what they have to do. But as far as your daily lifestyle, no one can make those decisions for you but you. And there is always hope. There's hope to get our health back. There's hope to change. The body can change, but you have to be willing to want to change. That's where it goes. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Barry. Hi, Barry.
No matter what hours I sleep or how much sleep I get, or I've tried sleeping less and that doesn't work, and I'm very fatigued all the time throughout the day, and usually when I wake up, I usually have a headache. Probably about 4 days out of the week, I wake up with a headache.
Well, if you're fatigued a lot and you're waking up with a headache, that's a classic sign of a thyroid condition. So you might want to go see your primary care physician, let them do some blood work. They can do some simple tests, which will determine. But I tell you, if they do the blood work on you and you go in there, which I hope you do, make sure that you mention a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase antibody. And all that does, it shows that there's an autoimmune process going on with your thyroid potentially. And a lot of times they don't check that on the front end. They'll go back and check it. But it's good to go ahead and have that test done to get it knocked out and make sure that it's not a part of what you're dealing with. So it's pretty simple to do. It's a test that'll, if you've got insurance or whatever, it'll typically follow with what's going on, they'll have a reason to be able to do that. So something to think about. Thyroid conditions are always a big key player when you wake up in the morning. Morning headaches that fade through the day typically can be a thyroid-related condition. So something to think about. And then, of course, from a treatment perspective, or what do you do from this point, I would get the testing done first, because you don't want to just start taking a bunch of things and radically changing all of your diet and your lifestyle if you don't really know exactly what is going on. So just a thought on that, Barry. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Peter. Peter, welcome to the show.
But I've been living with a couple of challenges for many years. There hasn't been any real solution to one of them. And it's a pretty rough, kind of embarrassing challenge. Gynecomastia.
Yeah.
Bilateral. They really don't know what happened. I've been through a whole workup about 11 years ago, endocrinologist and everything, and they really couldn't come to any conclusions. That it just said you just happened to be the unlucky one. And
I don't agree with that. The unlucky one, it's hormones. It comes down to testosterone. You've got a conversion problem. The conversion of testosterone is going into estrogen in your body. A lot of guys have that, and it's because of our diet. So here's the key. First things first, the foods that you eat. Remember, nutrition and lifestyle is everything. What to do with gynecomastia, which is where you start growing breasts as a man, it's a conversion issue. Proteins have got to be at a peak level. Healthy fats have got to be at a peak level. And then also your carbohydrate sources have got to be low, because when you have a high conversion rate, any excess insulin and blood sugar is going to cause the conversion into more estrogen. So that's something to look into. Nettle root is also known to help stop that conversion process, and a product called DIM. So check with your local health food store.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream that customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts at American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.